Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share this call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Guys, today is Financial Freedom Friday, Financial Freedom Friday, and we definitely want to go ahead and start coming in the queue because this is discussion day about what we've been discussing today. And, you know, all this week, rather, we have been talking about when they say you can't, show them you can and you will. And so today we got to go over the idea of, because we're talking about primarily our business of network marketing, but it encompasses with people, including yourself. And so one of the biggest challenges I always see is where people are always still looking for approval or asking permission for them to do what God has already called them to do. Our scripture is going to be coming out of the book of Deuteronomy 8 and 18 is going to be the scripture for today as we're closing out, because I think that so often as we went more deeper on the inside, I can tell you something. You never amass more money until we work on the mindset, and we got to understand that our mindset, our thoughts, it comes in our soul, and there is a war, and we've been talking about this war between the spirit and the world, and most of us are not taking enough time to work on and develop our authority in the spirit when it comes to areas of our life, money, what have you. We talked about listening to the voices that go on with us. Everyone has them. When you're quiet, like your mouth is not moving, but your mind is. Your mouth is not moving, but your mind is. And these are the thoughts that pop up in your head. And sometimes it even has to do with your perceptions of things that you see and hear. And most of the times you got to ask yourself, you got to start asking yourself, who's speaking? Is this aligning with the word of God, or is this aligning with the world or the flesh? So we came in our review scriptures, because some people are logging in today for the very first time. So I want you to make sure you go back to Galatians 5 and 17 and also Romans 12 and 2. I am telling you right now, those two scriptures are game changers if you go and you take some time to really meditate on that, and then you're going to figure out something so huge. You're going to figure out, number one, that your focus is in the wrong place. I've been there. And number two, you have everything you need to amass huge. I'm not talking about mediocre, like the lives that we have been accustomed to seeing most of our lives. I'm talking about amassing to huge success. It's like my insides are leaping right now with joy for the success that you have, the potential, once you connect with your purpose and you push through. We got to go to the Lord on this one, because God has given you everything. And this is confirming the promise that he made to us. Who cares about what they say? It's about what he says. Father God, We thank you. We come before you on this day, for this is the day you've made, and we are joyous and glad that we're in the land of the living. Let us mark this day, O Lord, the day that we say we get it, the day that we say we surrender to your will and your way, the way of wealth in all ways so big we can't even imagine them thus far. But you know the plans that you have for us before we were formed in our mother's womb. We want to connect, be clear on the instructions, and move forward with that. We know that we can only get in true contact with those instructions in the spirit. So we are acknowledging that the spirit will win if we will allow it to. Father God, as we're putting those things away, even from yesterday, picking up what you will have for us today as we're moving forward into financial freedom so that we can be free in so many other areas, that won't be a thing that we are worried about, but we know that we are going to amass that financial freedom through purpose and through pleasing you. Dear Lord, on this day, we acknowledge you. We allow your Holy Spirit to take full reign and control. We're thanking you, O Father God, for new levels. We're thanking you now, dear Lord, that we're going into the new dimension, and we know everyone can't go, and it's okay. As we're moving forward and taking on the mantle and responsibility of what you've called us to do, we'll acknowledge you in all of our ways. We'll be careful to give you all the praise, honor, and glory, not only with our lips, but with our lives. We're thanking you, O Father God, that we are pushing through every pain. We are pushing through every obstacle, and we are seeing only opportunity because the Spirit is allowing us to all of the wealth that you've already designed us for. We're thanking you. We're honoring you as we are aligning with that covenant on this day. We're sealing this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Financial Freedom Friday, guys. Let's go ahead and quick review. We know that there is a war. You got to read this one more time because it's the end. You got to go back. The war. But the end of this scripture, this passage in Galatians 5 and 17, I want us to really hone in on that, and then we're going to go into our scripture for today, Deuteronomy 8 and 18. It says, "For the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other. To keep you," this is the part I want you to realize, "to keep you from doing the things that you want to do." This is so crazy. The whole deal of self-sabotage is so real. It's so real. If you were to take inventory of even your last 72 hours, I want you to pay attention to how many times you either told yourself you couldn't do it, or how many times did you focus on people who were telling you you couldn't do it, and versus how many times were you in the spirit where you knew you could do it and you were not asking permission to do it? You were just doing it. The fight is so real that out of 24 hours in a day, I'm pretty sure that 3/4 of the day is in the flesh. Probably more. And you say, well, how can I be the spirit and still be like awake? That's the point. We want you to be awake to the real world because the real world is the spirit. Everything has to happen in the spirit world before it's manifested on earth. It does not bypass the spirit realm. But because you're not paying attention in that place, chaos is what's manifesting in your life. Watch this here. Deuteronomy 8 and 18 says this. Because it says it's stopping you from having or doing the things that you want. having what you want, having what you want. But this is what you need to remember. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who is giving you power to make wealth or to get wealth, that he may confirm. Confirmation is something that was already given. Just like with us, we make appointments, but we want to confirm. We got to make sure, are you going to be there? God is saying, this is going to ensure that you have access to the covenant which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. It's saying that from the beginning, before the beginning of time, there was now a covenant that is like with us, and God gave it to our fathers, but he said, he's the one that give us that power, the ability to gain the wealth. The spirit and the flesh is always fighting so that you can't get what you're trying to get. So now the whole revelation is that you're thinking that why you're not further ahead is the enemy, but it's really the enemy. It's the enemy. It's you. I got this revelation a long time ago when I began to realize the success that I have begun to experience, and I realized how many people on the outside are truly against me having success, but it hadn't stopped it. And the only way it would have stopped is if I believed that I didn't deserve it, or I was unwilling to do what I needed to do to amass it, or I focused on them instead of him. I'm bringing this to you guys as 100 as possible. People might think, well, somebody tried to trick me up in my race, or somebody tried to block me or stop me or close a door. It has been my experience that every door closed was so that you can walk into another door. I talk about this all the time, that there must be an end to something for a beginning. Even in the very beginning, in the book of Genesis, there has to be the end of darkness for God to now say, let there be light. Even with the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, he had to go to the cross. That had to end for the beginning of our now abundant life. So don't be getting all sobby-eyed and crying about some end. When I go back in my life, the end of me figuring that Hustlers was my destiny was the beginning of me leaning 100% on God and committing to him. And now it's nearly 2 decades later. And now I'm no longer in the journey. I am in the journey, but I'm not only just, I'm saying, in my mess. Because problems happen, but I know quickly how to get out of mess. I know quickly how to focus on my purpose. And I stop asking for permission. As we're opening up this on today, as we're opening up today, I need you guys to hear me. You really want success, but you are the one, you are the only one that's stopping you from having your success. This is where people get tripped up, and they either try to either borrow or take from other people's success, or they may try to, you know, they either may be hating on somebody's anointing, or you want somebody else's anointing, you want somebody else's life. Because you haven't taken time in the spirit for God to download on you what he wanted for your life so that you can create the wealth in a pure, pure way. It is possible if you are spending time in the spirit, because the world is going to tell you that is no longer available to you. Because then they might say, you only got to be a copycat. No, you can do duplication without having to be a copycat. because I'm duplicating all the principles of network marketing, but I am always going to be 100% Nicola. That's a slap in the face to God if I'm going to try to be anybody else other than Nicola. I'm going to give an affirmation before we open up. Every day you got to strive for better. You'll never be bitter if you're striving for better. You'll be too busy. You'll be too busy. I promise you, because a lot of us are behind the curveball when we start working on the spirit. We so surface, we so fake. I'm just being real. We so surface, we so fake, we don't even know how to go deep. We don't even know how to scratch the surface of going deep. But I'm going to tell you right now, don't let nobody tell you it's going to take you 20 years. All you got to do is surrender today, and now you start making a step forward. You're not going to be able to see the progress immediately because you can't see right now. You can't see in the spirit right now. But you need to start the journey. Here's the affirmation. I will no longer ask myself or others permission to do the things I know should be done. I will no longer ask myself or others permission to do the things I know should be done. You better write that down, and you better ask the Holy Spirit, what am I not doing? I, right now, am in the middle of building out my largest project I've ever done in my life, and I put it down for a moment, and I've done this several times over the last 4 years. You know why I put it down? Because sometimes it gets intense enough. But when you have success, the darts that are thrown at you, all these things that happen. And then I sit around, I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do now, Lord? What am I supposed to do now, Lord? And I sat down and began to spend time, deep time in the spirit. And it doesn't look like what you think. Not like a monk. It was, I'm blocking everything else out except you. This is what people's life is. We block, we let everything else in except God. We block him and let everything else in. That's the world. And we block everything out and let him in. That's the spirit. And then he began to give me clear assessment. Because I open up and say, just be real with me. I'm going to be real with you. I start laying out, these are not my complaints, but these are my concerns. And I was told, who asked you to concern about that? I told you to do. I didn't tell you to be concerned. I said to go to work. Has anybody else been there before? You concerned. So much so that you ain't working on what you were told to do. And I said, well, what about, do I need this? Do I need that? And I start looking around and I have every single thing and person that I need to do what I need to do. And when I started looking back for at least 4 years, from the time he gave me the assignment, he gave me everything else I needed, and I am here still. And don't think, people like say, you're not working. I am journeying. I'm still working with thus says the Lord, even with this call. But there are still some things that I was sitting there saying, oh, Lord, if this is what it is to be crucified with you just to go this far, Lord, I already know what you called me to be, billionaire. I know it was billionaire. I heard it very clearly, billionaire. And he said, you ain't ready. You got the multi-millions, but you're not ready yet. You got some stuff you need to work on. You need to come clean with me. And I did. And now he has just been downloading on me like nobody's business. And he said, you know what? You better stop asking for permission. Purpose don't need permission. Get to work. Let's open up this call. Who else? Who else? Know they've heard what God told them to do. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Jason Wolf out of Phoenix, Arizona. What is going on with you?
Hey, good morning, Jason. What's up?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, I would appreciate it if you would quit talking about my business over social media, okay? Because everything you've been saying is everything about me. Because one thing that I related it to was, you know how when you're driving your car and then all of a sudden it's kind of pulling to the left and pulling to the right, and you wonder, what's going on? And you take it to the car dealership and they say, you know what, you just need an alignment. You need to readjust it. And they tinker it up. They fix it. Next thing you know, you're driving on the straight road. And that's exactly what this call and what everything has happened to me in the past couple of weeks, because I have been quiet because a spirit of doubt and a spirit of fear actually came into my life, and I rebuked it out by the blood of Jesus. Because first of all, in this business, you have to surround yourself with people that are speaking into your life and speaking into your mind positive things, more than just the power of the day calls, but throughout the day, because the enemy will try anything he can to get you off course. And one thing that I have learned, again, over and over and over again, is not to give in to those emotions, because I always hear over and over and over again where God is saying, I have something for you. Quit going in that direction. I never told you to go down that road. But what happens is, just like you're saying, when I finally realign myself with the Word of God, realign myself with the people that I need to be in line with, it's like everything starts working like clockwork. And I'm like, why do I have to get readjusted, and why do I have to get realigned? But God always tells me it's because he wants me to continue to trust in him, because he's taking me to a place where he's going to use finances through my hands to bless the kingdom. But in order for that to happen, I have to be tested. I have to be tried. I have to prove that he is being first in my life. And I'm telling you, Nicola, it's been a miracle this week. I have some dynamic people that are signing up this weekend that is going to take my business to the next level. I'm going to be able to help so many people get their finances right. I'm going to be able to touch and help people that I have no business knowing because of these people that are coming in this weekend. And I just thank God for you, for your leadership. I thank God for Financial Education Services. And this weekend is going to be amazing. We have LeVar. We have Robin Robinson this weekend. And they've already hit the ground running yesterday, speaking life from the moment they walked in to the moment that they left. I'm telling you, if I wanted to spend the night, I wanted to go to their hotel, I wanted to follow them around. You know? But we can't do that. But this is so amazing, and I just thank God for the opportunity that he's dropped in my lap to help me move forward and make a legacy for my family, a change in my life because of what is going on. So thank you again, Nicola.
Yes, God bless you. You guys are going to have a treat. A treat on this weekend. That's right. Plug into your team events. Get what you need to get from your leaders and hit the ground running. 443-9353. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Rochelle. How are you?
Hey, Rochelle. Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm sitting here listening. I've been on all week long, listening intently, taking notes, and have just been, you know, I know that everybody on this call feels like you're talking directly to them, and it's like no different for me. I'm like, she is talking like, I think that she's talking about me. Like, no, seriously, I think that she's like, let me do this call talking about Rochelle this morning. And I've been very, very quiet, not coming in the queue, because I have been really soul searching as you've been going through this series. And sometimes, you know, as you're soul searching, it's like you can't really talk. It's like you have to be extremely quiet so that you can figure out, what is it that I'm supposed to be finding from this, doing about this? Like, I've been just really quiet, and in whenever I go quiet, sometimes people say, I haven't heard from you in a couple of weeks. It's like, yeah, that's because it's reflection time and I'm trying to figure out some things. But when you said you know, it's not the enemy, it's the inner me. That was the thing that made me come in the queue today. You know, I am a person who I'm not a blamer. Like, I have to take responsibility for this, and I have to figure out how it's me, how it's my responsibility, and not someone else on the outside. You know, so I'm never, like, comparing myself or, like, envious of anyone else, but I'm always turning that mirror the other way. Whenever I'm like, wait a minute, but what about that? Then it's like, no, turn that mirror back around and look at yourself. And what I noticed is, you know, I kind of started recently on a new path, started saying, well, Shell, it's time for you to do some things for you, right? I've been so in I guess, just family mode, mommy mode for so long that I've neglected myself in a lot of different ways. And I decided to turn back around and say, you know what, you have to start taking care of you again. And once I did that, it seems like chaos started happening around me, not in terms of the physical, but in terms of internally, my emotional state. It's like things just started going crazy. And I guess a lot of times when I come in, I share, but I think today I want to ask a question. In taking responsibility and in, you know, taking a new path for myself, how do I not blame myself and be so hard on myself for everything to the point where I feel like it is hindering me from going to the next level?
The word that came to me immediately in the spirit is forgiveness. I can tell you this right here, and I don't want us to start boo-hoo crying together.
Too late.
That's such a, people think it's easy, but it's such a complicated thing. The way we care for ourselves and even forgive ourselves is the same way. We can only give that same level of forgiveness to other people. Most people who are very unforgiving is because they're holding so much unforgiveness for themselves. That's why I know that anything that you're trying to do or you should have done or you didn't do, it all starts with the inner me. You got to free yourself before you can free anybody else. It's almost like we think about Harriet Tubman. Ain't no way that she could have freed any kind of slave if she was still a slave herself.
Mm-hmm.
Am I talking real talk? Often in network marketing, one of the biggest challenges is that even in the midst of our mess, we're trying to pull other people out of theirs. So that's why the personal development is so important. You can't go without a day. That's why the second scripture for this series was in the book of Romans, that we got to renew our mind daily so we can go at it again. You ain't going to have success without the enemies. I'm talking about the outside trying to get in. But if the enemy ain't right, they can seep in. They tentacles can seep in. Maybe not the whole octopus, but the tentacles, something will now seep in, and we got to work on them Achilles heels. We'll try to look and act like, oh, I am just so together. That's why I always share with you guys things and days when it ain't together. Hey, this ain't a good day. Hey, whatever. Hey, I was starting to not like people. I understand. I share with you guys that to let you all know, first and foremost, if I keep it in, that's how the enemy can try to play some games, not only with my life, but the lives of the people that I'm training up, that I'm building. But that unforgiveness, it's funny, even with the largest project, I've been testing back and forth on, you know, is this going to be mainly for women? Is it going to be for families? I know what God has told me to do. And at the end of the day, I'm still looking for to bring anybody out. But I know where God has called us to. And they say, oh, you know, remember you said, lead who want to be led and feed who want to be fed. Do what I told you to do, and I'm going to worry about who's coming. Everybody ain't coming. I don't want everybody to come because everybody ain't ready for this. You have got to forgive you. We're moms. Don't you tell me for 1 minute we're wives. We're sisters. Don't you tell me for 1 minute we ain't going back and saying, okay, I probably should have did that differently, but what the heck can we do about it now? Nothing. Mm-hmm. Let's start from today forward. I know what time it is. I know what time it is. You know what? I'm going to share this, and I have to share it with you. I was walking this morning. This ain't no last week kind of situation. And I was talking with the Lord. I do throughout the morning, throughout the house, every single morning. I'm walking from my bedroom into the kitchen. And normally it's when I get to the kitchen is where I meet him, and I'm making my coffee. And I said to him, I'm taking care of everybody else. Who's taking care of me? And by the time I got to the kitchen, I was in straight conviction, say, excuse me? So what am I supposed to be? Who am I supposed to be? You asking who's taking care of you? The omniscient, all powerful one? Downloading on you every day? And you asking who's taking care of you? I'm all you need. You got everything you need. Now, if you want to start talking about some repentance, even before the call, I said, well, what am I doing then? I'm looking for this. I'm looking for that. You guys will have no clue. You want me to share another thought that came to my head? Oh, my gosh, this call is packed out every single morning. But I still don't think enough people want to hear it. People don't want to get their life right. They want to stay in the world. They want to do all that. They want to call God but look like the world, act like the world. They want their pinky toe in the kingdom but want everything with the world. So this ain't no message for right now. And then I begin to hear the Spirit say, that's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. Just in case you guys don't understand that, when I start coming to bring these messages to you, don't you think for one moment that these things don't come up against me so that I can shut up. So you guys can stop. So you guys can be quiet. Who will be changed if we stop? We got to get ourselves together. We got to get ourselves together. So we can help other people know that there is a better way. There is a better way. Is getting into the kingdom, like really I'm talking about here on earth, bringing the kingdom to earth, is it easy? No. But I can tell you one thing, the world is harder. The world is harder. Where's your help coming from there? You're going to be all right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We're going here to 954-0360. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning, FES family. This is Veronica out of Fort Lauderdale. How you doing?
Veronica. I'm awesome. Hey.
I was saying, well, maybe they'll just pass me because everything that Rochelle had just said was the things that was why I had, you know, got into the queue as well. Because it's like my mother was a minister. God called her home over 10 years ago. And everything, like, through you and, like, Lakeisha Marion, I see my mother. You know, when you see that, everybody don't have that spirit of God, that woman of God, that glow. So even though God had called my mom home and I was taught to put God first and everything that I'm learning again through FES, I was always taught that, but I lost sight of it because I lost my best friend. And it's like ever since I got into the FES and I be on the calls, everything that I have asked God for, he has given it to me. But I don't know where the disconnect, where I'm scared to just like step out on faith. I go hard for everybody, my job, great mother, you know, all of that. But when it comes to me, I shorten myself And I've been having like a little slight headache because it's like you know what needs to be done, but how do you go about doing it? How do you balance out time? How really do you put self first? Because I have a caring heart. The business is for me because you can't be in this business. It's not about the money. It is. It's about helping people, and that's what I enjoy doing, helping people. I do it every day, all day long. But to really just, like, go hard and go all in just for stuff, I work. I'm a paralegal, and I've been doing that over 15 years. And I go hard, you know, for my attorney. It's just me and my attorney. And then I'm so burnt out when it comes to myself, and it's, like, really frustrating me. Because it's like God keep telling me this is your time. But it's like I'm making every excuse why I can't. God sending connections. God connecting me with the right people in the right place of where I want to be. God removed everything that wasn't for me. I have really no excuses, but I just can't understand why I just can't really take that fully step in. I really feel like my job is really in the way of what the work that God has for me. And God keep telling me, trust me, even though you're on your job, but it's not your job that's paving the way for you. It's me that's taking care of you and making these things happen. And he keep in my ear so clear, keep telling me, this is, I set this for you. Trust me. How do you go about, like, really just stepping out? That's my question.
It's 100% that 888 that we discussed here on mm-hmm. Power Start Your Day. That 8 hours, that you mm-hmm. sleep 8 hours, that you're working on your job, and 8 hours you're working on your dream. Most of us, we allow other mm-hmm. things in our lives, other people, to steal those other 16 hours. If you are working on a job,
yes,
there are still 16 more hours that you have in a day.
Mm-hmm.
You can look in those 16 hours. I can assure you, you can shave back some other things and say, this is for me. If we don't take care of ourselves, there's no good. We are no good for anybody else. And I had to learn that.
Uh-huh.
I had to wake up earlier. People were like, why did you wake up so early? Because I had to get time for me. I have to get time when the house is quiet. I have to get time for me. Then it has to be later, is earlier, whatever it is for you. You got to have that time for you where there's nobody on your back and there's nobody even next to you. Everybody need company. I see some of us women, we always got to have a buddy to do everything. Where's God? You got to have time for you. For me, I can't tell you where it is in your 888, but for mm-hmm. me, it's always very early in the morning before anything start moving, anybody stop moving. I got to get into my spirit and my head before anybody else does. Then I do specific days. People don't know, Friday, if I'm not traveling, is a me day.
Okay.
And I still get business in. I take my time. I don't care what's going on with nobody else. I got Monday through Thursday, certain hours on Saturday, certain hours at the very end. I get 1 hour on Sunday, but I take my time. I need my time. We are three people. We got to take care of all of those people so that we can be truly in alignment. I see some women, their hair ain't combed, their hair ain't done, they ain't take no time to even get their nails done, nail polish chipping out. Come on now. You know you ain't going to be feeling good. I see some women, they got everything all together, but they got an ugly attitude. Come on now. You ain't taking no time with God to be really loving on yourself so you can't love on nobody else. I see some women, they look so tired. Everything pulling down, so now everybody is your problem. Everybody your problem. Anybody can be a target at any moment. We got to take care of ourselves. We have to, so that we can be even fully equipped. And you don't need permission for that. God gave you the permission when he gave you a 24-hour day. You got to choose what to do with it. You choose. You choose. Remember the affirmation. I'm going to close out today reading this affirmation one more time. You are so blessed. You are so blessed and so blessed that you can actually command your day and control what you do with it. Let's talk about this right here. And now, come on now. Y'all can't tell me you can make multi-millions of dollars and still take some time for yourself. I had to learn it. I was a hairstylist that never even used to eat. I go 12 hours on putting nothing in my mouth, maybe sip on some water just to take care of everybody else. And all I got to was six figures. I went on and started putting God first, then my family, then business, went on to multiple seven figures. Go figure. Who was telling us? We about to show you how to do it. Watch this here. Watch this here. All I can tell you is this is our affirmation. It's our affirmation for today. I'm scrolling down so I can make sure I say it correctly. I no longer ask myself or others permission to do the things that I know should be done. Financial Freedom Friday, y'all. Have a blessed and prosperous weekend. And that includes doing something for yourself.